Om Shanti. Good morning. Today, 3rd October 2018. Today's magic of blessing is, may you be a master almighty authority who travels to the sweet home in a second with the aeroplane of a clean mind and a divine intellect. May you be a master almighty authority who travels to the sweet home in a second with the aeroplane of a clean mind and a divine intellect. Explanation: scientists are trying to invent vehicles that have a fast speed and they spend so much money, time and energy on that. However, you have an instrument with such a fast speed that without spending anything, you just have a thought and you arrive there. You have found the tool of a pure mind and a divine intellect. With the aeroplane of a clean mind and a divine intellect, you can fly whenever you want and return whenever you want. No one can stop a master almighty authority. Scientists are trying to invent vehicles that have a fast speed and they spend so much money, time and energy on that. However, you have an instrument with such a fast speed that without spending anything, you just have a thought and you arrive there. So here Baba has said, scientists day to day, every day they are trying to invent new things. Till date, if we check the records, in the whole world, the fastest aeroplane is America's. Most of the fastest aeroplanes are America's. And most of the aeroplanes are like research purpose, like that. Passenger aeroplanes is not that much. Fastest is America, North America's X-15, and it flies maximum to 6.7 Mach. That is, in an hour, it just crosses 7,200 kilometers. So that is the fastest aeroplane. Not only aeroplane, and also two-wheelers, four-wheelers, cars, everything they are keep finding. And even in wireless connection also, how fast we have to just type and immediately the message should reach there. So like this also, they are inventing so fastest vehicles, instruments, many things. And for that, they are, how much they are spending money. Just to invent a small chip also, they need crores and crores of money for whatever thing. And time also, just to find a small chip. For that also, how much time, years together they are spending. And just to start that research also, they need money, time. And to start that process only, it would have been taken 2 to 3 years or 4 years. After that only they will get into the main process. For that only they will celebrate a lot. Their research would not have completed only. Before that only they will start celebrating and they will just show off, we are doing this and all. And energy also, how much physical energy, mental energy, how much they are spending for that. And they are using the natural resources, not only single peoples, how many peoples are involved in that. Every peoples and all the natural resources, energy is spent. Because in short, it's not cheap. Whatever they are finding, it's that costly with so much of expenditure. But Baba has said, you have an instrument with such a fast speed that without spending anything, you just have a thought and you arrive there. But for you children, you don't want to spend anything, no energy, no time or money. Just we have to just keep a single thought and immediately wherever we want to go, we will arrive there. So that fast, like even they can't measure that also. And to what distance we are traveling, that also the worldly scientists, they can't measure. So that much fast instrument we have got. And you have found the tool of a pure mind and a divine intellect. So here Baba has said, for us the main instrument is the pure mind and divine intellect. What is a pure mind? That is a clean mind. Clean and clear mind and intellect, they will say. What is a clear mind? Means clean mind, pure mind, no dust, no dust in the mind, no waste, no negatives, elevated thoughts. Pure mind or clean mind, it doesn't mean that having no thoughts. Because minds, it's a faculty of the soul, and its duty itself is to create thought. Of course, every second it will create its a thought. But the thing is, we should check what is the quality of that thought. So clean mind means having less thought. Because in a research, as Shivani Bhain is telling, in a research they have told our mind in a minute it creates more than 25 different thoughts our mind is creating. And if the count is less, our mind is creating less than 10 or less than 5, means it's so clean. That less, it doesn't mean that mind is not creating a thought. Of course, it will create the thought, but it will be as less, and the next quality of the thought will be, each and every thought will be a positive, affirmative thoughts. Like for example, in Murli only Baba has said that having a thought like I am an elevated soul and I am so beautiful because I am Baba's children. And I am so fortunate that Baba has selected me. Having such thoughts is like a positive, affirmative thoughts. Like it's giving a positive vibration towards ourselves. So such affirmative thoughts, positive affirmative thoughts it will be. So the clean mind will have positive affirmative thoughts. Next is, clean mind will have only the necessary thoughts. Necessary thoughts means what? Necessary and unnecessary thoughts. Necessary means which are needed to do work. The thing is, necessary thoughts are related to ourselves. Necessary thoughts are like the thoughts related to our daily routines. Like early morning we are getting up, saying good morning to Baba, it's our regular routine. Talking to Baba, creating the thoughts, it's our regular routine. Those thoughts are necessary thoughts. And keeping planning our daily schedule, like morning by 8 o'clock I should have my breakfast. This is a necessary thought. It's not like that planning our schedule day by day. Like at times in our daytime course of some work or task, our schedule may change. So at that time we have to change accordingly. So during such time we will feel that it's waste of time. But that is necessary because it's our daily schedule. That is not unnecessary or waste thought. Because we are thinking for our daily schedule. So those such thoughts are necessary thoughts. At this time I have to finish this task. By this time I should meet this person. So by this time I should have had my lunch. By this time I should have reached this place. So having such thought planning, this is a necessary thought. Unnecessary thoughts are like sitting just thinking what we will do today. We will go to time pass, where to go. Just like that, having a chit-chat with the next department people, colleagues, without any sense or without any meaning, meaningless, just to pass the time. Those thoughts are unnecessary thoughts. And any world-related discussions about any worldly matters also is unnecessary. Discussing about sports, news, of course we should know about the news, what is happening around us in the world. That is necessary, but that has a limit. Doesn't mean that we have to be diving into the news. By hearing the news, what we are going to do? Hearing so much of news and reading so churning of news, like churning the water, not the knowledge. So going into that, like because when sitting in yoga, wherever we are going, only those thoughts will come. It's all unnecessary thoughts. Reading too much of newspaper and seeing too much of news is not necessary for us. Because what the news we want, Baba is giving, touching that. If our mind is clean and it's very clear, of course, where to give sakash, by what time Baba requires service, automatically Baba is giving, touching. Baba is the main news reader. He is the main news telegraph thing. More than that, 5,000 years. Yeah, news of 5,000 years he is giving. So more than that, what else we want? So these are called necessary thoughts and the unnecessary thoughts. And next is elevated thoughts. What the Swamans Baba has given for regarding the self-respect. So clean mind will have only elevated thoughts. And clean mind will have powerful thoughts. That's why Baba is telling you, you don't want to spend any energy, time, anything. Just you think and you will arrive there. So that powerful means how much powerful it should be. And when the Baba is telling like kam bolo dheere bolo, whatever the thing we are communicating, if it is short and sweet, it has the essence, it has that its own power, and it has its own importance. So like that, those thoughts will be very powerful, and a clean mind will always create new ideas, and that ideas will be always fruitful, because in service we want newness. So for that new ideas we have to create. Clean mind will create such a new ideas which will be not only fruitful to the self, it will be fruitful to many people and for our yajna and the whole world. So only a clean mind can bring newness. An ordinary mind can't bring newness. Creativity won't be there in ordinary mind. Only a clean mind can bring newness. And a clean mind will have the control over the emotions, desires and the sensations. Because these emotions, sensations or desires are the basis of the thought process. Thought process is the basis of all these things. Because how the mind is creating the thought and the thought is getting processed based on that, this it will end up in emotions or it will end up in sensations or the desires. So main is the thought. So a clean mind will have control over that. That's why clean mind people won't have more desires. They will have this emotional stability. Their emotional instability won't be there. According to the situations, the mind will going down, up. These things won't be there. Fluctuations won't be there. Clean mind will have a control over these things. And no negative thoughts will be there. Negative thoughts means like having weak thoughts, like by mistake. Somebody like if one day in Amrit Vela, if they are feeling sleepy, they will feel like I am so weak, I am not able to do only, how will I do, Baba, what will I do? Instead of trying, it's okay, at least you are getting and sitting by that time. Think it positive, that is called positive affirmative thoughts. So many people, they are sleeping. Comparing to them, at least we are getting up by that time and sitting before Baba, it's a great thing. When you think about that, automatically the next day your sleepiness will go down. So how to motivate ourselves? So they won't have this weak thoughts and they won't have doubt. Doubt over Baba or Baba's service or anything. Clean mind won't have such doubts. Like we are doing this service, whether it will be successful or not. Same like Baba has said in so many Murlis, whether it will be successful or not, or will that happen through me? I am the one to do this. So such doubts won't be there. They will be very clean, and without doubts, they will be so affirm and confirm that this is Baba Seva, Baba is doing, and why should I worry? They will be so light. They will be so light and weightless, and waste won't be there, and vicious thoughts won't be there. Vikars, they won't have any vicious thoughts, like for example, getting jealous or getting ego. Of course, they will be our colleague or our relatives or our nearby people, neighbors or whatever may be. If they are going ahead in their life a little bit, immediately we will have, outside we will speak to them so nicely. Yes, we will congratulate them, we will appreciate them, so many things will be there. But inside we will think, how this happened to them, it's not happened to me. How they can go ahead? So this is getting like jealous, ego. And they will say, I am though doing regular Amrit Vela, regular yoga daily, but still I am not getting, and this person came new on how they are doing. So this is called vicious thoughts. Like this, it's so subtle. And we will have that ego towards ourselves. Yes, I can do this. I am the one to do this. So such vicious thoughts won't be there. The souls who are having clean mind, they won't have such thoughts, and their desires will be less. They will have desires over the spirituality, not on the things. Desires not on the things, not on the person, not on the situations, times or anything. But over the spirituality, over their purushat, how to go ahead, how to refine their thoughts, how to refine their service. They will have desire over that. but not the other things. So this is a clean mind. So next is the divine intellect, because these two are the tools and these two are the aeroplanes. With these two wings only we are going to fly. So next, intellect. Intellect is always used to assess the thoughts. What the mind is creating, the next step, intellect will assess whether to accept this thought and to make it in action or not. So intellect does that job. And whatever the thought mind is creating, the intellect's job is to visualize that. Imagine that, how to picturize that. Mind is creating the thought and the intellect will show the picture of that. And it will decide whether to do or not. So it will assess the thoughts. And intellect is the faculty of understanding and decision making, which stands out as the most crucial faculty of the soul. Because soul, we know that mind, intellect and sanskar, three faculties are there. In that, intellect's part or its duty is the very crucial, because that does the job of understanding or the decision making. So when the mind is clean, of course whatever the intellect's understanding or the decision making will be very clear and accurate and appropriate. So once we are with the deepening or broadening the intellect, that's why Baba is telling always we should broaden our intellect by deepening that. When we churn the knowledge only, our intellect broadens and it goes to the depth. So when that is happening, automatically we will get clear understanding. Because it's not like at times we will just have the flood of thoughts. When we are in the duty or the seva, at the same time 3-4 tasks will come, so the flooding of thoughts will be there. At that time, if our intellect is not divine, of course we will go into confusion. We won't understand what is happening. Which thought we have to bring it into task, we can't schedule that. So divine intellect is very important. And realization of the knowledge. Intellect's main job is to realization of what the knowledge Baba is giving, to realize and to become embodiment of that and to imbibe that, a divine intellect is required. That is the base. Because mind's job is to just create thoughts. And the intellect's duty is to control the mind. What kind of thought it should create. If it is creating a waste thought, intellect will control that. So intellect is the main thing. And next, if we have a divine intellect, emotional stability will be there. It's not like that soul is not having emotion. Of course it has emotion, but we will have that stability over that. How to control? We will get emotion, because when we are seeing the flood over the country or some accident thing, of course it doesn't mean that we are stone hearted. Of course we are seeing, we are feeling mercy over that soul, the souls who are suffering. Of course we have that mercy. And we have the feeling to help them. This is an emotion. To help them, to give happiness to others. It's a feeling or it's an emotion. It's not that we should not have any emotions. Of course, every soul will have emotions. But we should have that control over that. So that will happen when our intellect is divine. Then next is, we will have the power to decide and reason. And becomes clear. That our decision making power or reasoning, like intellect, it discriminates which is right and wrong, which is real or which is duplicate. So this power to decide or reasoning will be clear. And the people who have divine intellect will have a very good memory. Without seeing like this, they will have a very good memory. Without seeing any notes, they can take class or they can remember the things very accurately. Their memory will be very good. Divine intellect, because their understanding is very clear. Realization of knowledge will happen only in divine intellect. So of course their memory also will be very deep. And power to discriminate and power to judge will be very accurate. So these are all the things of divine intellect and clean mind. And how we can clean our mind, or how we will get divine intellect? Only through Murli and having continuous connection with Baba only we can clean our mind and we can make our intellect divine. By researching into the other worldly things, our mind, our intellect won't get divine. Instead, it becomes just diluted. We won't get concentration. Instead, we will think that we are in the right path, but actually we are in the wrong path. So only through Murli is the only direct version of Baba. Only through that, by churning that only, our mind will get cleaned and it will get pure and our intellect will become divine. So you have found the tool of a pure mind and a divine intellect. With the aeroplane of a clean mind and a divine intellect, you can fly whenever you want and return whenever you want. So Baba has said these two are the aeroplanes, these two are the tools to fly. Because when an aeroplane is flying, of course they will check for the weather, their route, anything, and they will check whether the destination, they will contact the destination airport also, whether is that okay at this time, whether we can reach, because there also traffic jams will happen in airports also. So they will check that also before taking off the airport. Here they will check whether the route is clear, clean, and the weather is fine. Same like that, here we have to check whether our mind is clean, our intellect is divine. If these two are there, it shows that our route is clear, then immediately, less than a second, Baba is telling in a second, but actually less than a second we are reaching. Because thinking and imagining a thought and experiencing it actually doesn't require a second also. Within milliseconds, of course, we can reach wherever we want to go. We can go and we can come back. Because if we can notice the clock also, a second also it takes more time. But actually less than that we are going and coming. So that fast is, our clean mind and divine intellect works. And no one can stop a master almighty authority. So today's magic of blessing is, may you be a master almighty authority who travels to the sweet home in a second with the aeroplane of a clean mind and a divine intellect. Om Shanti.